Introduction. Friedrich Nietzsche was born on the 15th of October, 1844, in the small Prussian town of Rücken by Lützen in Saxony. His father, Karl Ludwig, was appointed Rücken's Lutheran minister by King Friedrich Wilhelm IV. In 1849, Karl died, and the family moved to Naumburg, where Nietzsche lived with his mother, sister, grandmother, and two aunts. In 1858, he was accepted into the Schulpforte, one of Germany's most prestigious boarding schools. Upon graduating in 1864, Nietzsche enrolled as a theology and classical philology student at the University of Bonn. Two terms later, he transferred to the University of Leipzig to follow Professor Friedrich Wilhelm Ritschl. Under Ritschl's tutelage, Nietzsche thrived in Leipzig, learning the philosophy of Arthur Schopenhauer and Immanuel Kant. In 1869, Ritschl recommended the 24-year-old Nietzsche for a professorship in philology at the University of Basel. Basel was hesitant. Nietzsche had left the university for a year of military service and hadn't completed his doctoral thesis. But Ritschl heaped praise on Nietzsche, stating that he hadn't found another student like him in 40 years of teaching. So the University of Basel appointed him as an extraordinary professor of classical philology and promoted him to a full professor the following year. Nietzsche took leave in August 1870 to work as a medical orderly during the Franco-German War. While helping transport the wounded, he contracted dysentery and diphtheria, which resulted in poor health, migraines, insomnia, and near-blindness for the rest of his life. In October, he returned to university, but found himself struggling between his deteriorating health and the demands of teaching. In 1879, he resigned from his position at the age of 34. While he battled with illness between 1883 and 1885, he wrote Thus Spake Zarathustra, intended to be the culmination of his philosophical career. The work received a poor reception initially, leading Nietzsche to rework his ideas into Beyond Good and Evil in 1886. A year later, he published On the Genealogy of Morals, a collection of essays on the history of ethics and morality, hoping to draw attention to his earlier works. In these essays, he explored the binary divisions of good and evil and questioned the Christian and humanist foundation of the ideas that governed late 19th century Europe. Through these writings, he aimed to show that the ethical assumptions people took for granted were not absolute timeless dictates, but had evolved from a conflict of different value systems. The radical, sometimes disturbing, arguments he presented in this book made it one of the most important works of modern European philosophy. 2 years after its publication, Nietzsche suffered a nervous breakdown and spent a number of years in psychiatric asylums before returning to live with his mother until her death in 1897. He then moved into the household of his sister, Elisabeth, and her husband, Bernhard Förster, a politically active anti-Semite. After Förster's suicide in 1889, Elisabeth worked diligently to keep her husband's racist philosophy alive. While living with his sister, Nietzsche's health continued to worsen. He suffered a number of strokes before eventually succumbing to pneumonia in 1900. Control of his estate passed to Elisabeth, and she attempted to use Nietzsche's writings to paint him as a supporter of Förster's work. But, in truth, Nietzsche offered an insightful and open-minded view of man's spirituality. Contrary to the hateful message of his sister, he aimed to broaden the minds of his readers and urged them to take control of their own lives. Preface 1. We are unknown, we knowers, ourselves to ourselves. This has its own good reason. We have never searched for ourselves. How should it then come to pass that we should ever find ourselves? Rightly, it has been said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Our treasure is there, where stand the hives of our knowledge. It is to those hives that we are always striving, as born creatures of flight, as the honey-gatherers of the spirit,